All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, State Senator Chris Larson. You know, Senator Larson, it's the one time that I'll celebrate changes at the state level is when I hear that the Republicans have agreed to return the resources that Milwaukee County gives to the state, and they allow Milwaukee County to raise the resources necessary to make it sovereign. I mean, I don't care what they say. You can't tell me that you're concerned about educating poor children, and then you won't allow the county to raise the resources necessary to make sure that those poor children, you know, and middle class and everybody else is able to live a decent life inside of Milwaukee County.
Right. No, that's it. Right now, there's not the ability for local leaders to be able to raise the revenue they need and actually keep the revenue in the community where it's raised. And so it ends up going to the state, and the state ends up doling it out to the tune of, they're begging left and right about this, to the tune of over $20 billion in tax breaks to folks who don't need them, including $3 billion to for something called the Agriculture and Manufacturing Tax Credit. That requires these industries to create no jobs at all. So that's where the money's going. So the simple thing that the local leaders are asking for is the ability to produce revenue here, right? Or, move the sales tax up so that visitors from out of town can pay. That money stays here and can make the community better, right? You mentioned the public schools, right? And the biggest issue of what needs to be tackled and to make sure if you want the public schools to succeed, right, is to actually tackle the underlying problems of poverty, of housing insecurity, right? There was a study done, the last one done was 6 years ago, and it showed that one in four MPS students had moved throughout the year on average. And the biggest share of that number was some students who were moving repeatedly because of their parents were housing insecure. They didn't have a home. You know, if you're not addressing that, that kid's not going to have, he's going to have that much harder time learning. And so those things need to be addressed by the local community. They don't have the resources to do it. The state's not sharing revenue or allowing the local community to do it. It just leads to further and further problems. So unfortunately, I hate to give you the bad news, Earl, but today it's March 10th. And unfortunately, in the state legislative land, that means that the legislature is out of session for the rest of the year. So nobody's coming back.
For the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year, yeah. So the idea, like, hey, we could fix this, right? We could do something about this. Done. The Senate gaveled out on Tuesday here, and the Assembly gaveled out last week. So done. Done for a year. So, yes, persistent problems, everything that everybody's facing. Nothing, right? And this is on top of just 2 years ago where Wisconsin had the distinct honor, or dishonor, rather, of being the least active full-time legislature in the entire country through the pandemic. Least active, right? And they're looking to top that again by gaveling out, so not tackling those issues. So it's a problem, shall we say.
you know, man, when you've been around a little while and you get cynical, and people always ask, well, why are they cynical? Well, you know, you watch this year after year after year, decade after decade after decade, and you start just realizing that, you know, the way the system is set up, it's not to benefit the taxpayer. And
right.
And you know, I couldn't do what you do because I would get so frustrated that things that make sense to everybody and would benefit the majority of the people just don't seem to resonate, or they're not plausible to a certain segment of our nation, and who has now kind of taken control over things. You know, you always hear the issue with money in politics and all of those things. You're a politician. You know how people can be influenced financially in the political realm. How do you steer clear of that? Or is it impossible to do?
No, I mean, I think, you know, first of all, I think you, if we were ever so lucky to have you run for office, I think you'd be great, because you see, you know, you kind of outlined it. You see it wrong and you want it righted. You want these things to change. And it doesn't happen automatically. It doesn't happen without a fight, a push. It only happens when there's people who are good people who are paying attention, push harder the other way in that tug of war. And we've got the people on our side. Right. This is that's one of the big upsides, if there is one, to having this gerrymandered state, is that the majority is getting louder and louder because we're not being heard. And so the numbers are on our side because more and more people are getting frustrated. And so, you know, that's where I draw my strength, is going directly to the people, making sure that they're informed, you know, using social media, Facebook and Instagram. I haven't figured out TikTok yet, but, you know, maybe one day. Being on the radio, and that's it, of making sure that the public understands this, because we've got to keep pushing back, right? Making sure that we have good candidates in office and making sure that they stay true to the principles that they have talked about on the campaign trail, right? That's it, you know, that's it. But it takes work, right? It's like a democracy is like a garden. You got to keep tending it. You got to keep tending it, or the weeds take over. So yeah, we're doing our part. I know, Earl, you're doing more than your part in the work that you've been doing. So it is appreciated. You are appreciated.
You know, Senator Larson, now that, you know, you guys are out for the rest of the year, that'll give me hopefully even more time to interact with you over these airways, because there's got to be some sanity. You know, more times than not, we don't get to hear from what's happening from the legislators unless, you know, it's times that you guys are out in your districts. But I want to extend an invitation to you that we have you on as much as you have time to dissect again where we are, to give hope where it needs to be. The fact that you have, you know, talked about and to let you tell us about some of the good things that are happening, you know, because, you know, that you've talked about relationships that are built. I've heard other you know, representatives from Milwaukee who say they've built relationships with others from across the state. Maybe we need to, you need to tell me who they are and we reach out to them. But because what's the purpose of having a program and this radio program and it is not used to benefit the people of this state, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that. I'm happy to be on, happy to talk about it as much as you have me, because it's important, right? There's a lot. I feel like we're an abundance of news, right, where there's always more stuff going on that anybody can possibly, you know, absorb, you know, not just, and that's just nationally, right? Now, they're mentioning internationally and how that all plays in, so. I'd say yes, I'm happy to talk about it, but more important to try and spur people to act and do something about it, because this is not a spectator sport, you know? We're not just here waiting for Aaron Rodgers to decide what he's doing. This is the star players are the ones who are listening to this, right? And it's a matter of if they're going to get in the game or not.
So do me a favor, kiss the babies and the wife, and I will certainly be reaching out to you. You got your hands full. a couple of youngsters, and so reach out. We'll be talking some State Senator Chris Larson. Really appreciate it, man. I have to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Thank you.